We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
All right, so there we were, cruising through the new open-air zoo, when I realized that the park was closing in like 15 minutes. Luckily, we were in my Nissan Rogue. With its powerful V6 turbo engine, well, we had time to see all the animals.
Whoa! And outrun a few!
Drive the Nissan Rogue.
I figured it out. Voice of Reason, the solid, hold it down, the beige rage, and the agitator.
The Breakfast Club.
Everyone just kept telling me to prep for this.
One word to describe the Breakfast Club would be black.
Impact in the culture.
People watch the Breakfast Club for like news and really be tuned in, man.
I don't even know what to call this Breakfast Club. It's like brunch.
Envy, Yee, and Charlamagne.
Wake that ass up, get out of bed, and listen to the Breakfast Club.
I'm waking up.
Maybe somebody needs some money, man.
I don't know.
Good morning, USA!
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ MV.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day. Yes, it's Wednesday, hump day.
Don't say nothing on the air until we're absolutely sure about this.
I'm positive.
No, but wait, let's wait. Let's discuss with somebody higher ups first.
Let's wait.
Because I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah. It just happened.
Kill a kaya.
I know. Something, yeah. Yippee-yay. Sing a song. Hakuna Matata. You know, I was listening to Mary J. Blige Be Happy. I was listening to that on the way in. I was actually listening to the audiobook of The Sword and the Shield by Dr. Pernell Joseph, and then I was listening to Mary J. Blige Be Happy.
My goodness.
How are y'all this morning? Good morning. How's everybody?
I'm doing great. Does anybody else live and die by the Waze app?
No.
Live and die by that.
I don't even like Waze app. I love the Waze app. It lets you know where the police are.
That's what's good about it, where the red light cameras are.
But today, I feel like it took me 30 miles left to come back 30 miles right. But I still made it on time, so I can't be that mad. It pops you up in alleys.
Yeah, I don't like
back
Waze.
Streets.
Them cloud people be lying. I don't like Waze.
You know, today's going to be a total lunar eclipse.
What that mean?
That means that it's the first time it's happened in the past couple of years, but that's what they call the blood moon.
I thought they did that last year.
They did that last year.
January.
they didn't do that. It just happened.
It's the first total lunar eclipse since January of 2019. Hmm. There's all different kinds of lunar eclipses, but this is a total one.
Wasn't it some type of eclipse last year?
When was the one you couldn't look at the sun, you couldn't look up, and the president
solar
looked
eclipse.
Up? That was a solar.
That happened last year, right? Or was it the year before last?
I think 2019.
Like 2 years ago.
Okay. Who was it? Somebody I know whose eye is permanently damaged from looking.
No.
It tells you not to.
Donald Trump.
Damn it, man.
I don't know him, but yeah, I can't remember. Somebody was just telling me that, but yes, so that's going to be happening. They said it lasts for about 15 minutes.
They said do not look directly in the sky, wear glasses, and they looked up anyway.
Well, you can't tell a narcissist not to do something. A narcissist is going to do exactly what you tell them not to do because they think they know better than everybody else.
But the moon's going to look kind of reddish, and they said you could look at it today around 7:11 a.m. Eastern. It ends at 7:26 a.m. Eastern.
I think the super moon, too. Which means it's the closest.
Oh, the flower supermoon.
Yeah, it's the closest the moon has been.
Would you say the moon is menstruating?
No.
Oh.
My goodness. All right. Well, today, Donnell Rawlings will be joining.
Never heard of him.
Oh, that's my brother right there, Donnell Rawlings.
He's a comedian.
Comedian.
He used to be called Ashy Larry. He did skits.
Oh, yeah. Very funny guy sometimes. when he's not being sensitive. He's very funny guy.
I know Danielle over 20 years.
Yeah, they call him the sensitive comedian.
He calls himself the sensitive comedian.
He calls himself that.
Because he's sensitive.
He is. Envy, you need to stop because you're sensitive too.
Envy is very sensitive.
Come on now.
I'm petty.
Hot meat kettle.
Here's the difference between, I'll tell you the difference though. Donnell's a comedian, so Donnell can't get, you shouldn't be sensitive about jokes as a comedian. If you dish it, you should be able to take it. That's all. Envy just light skin, so, you know, hate to be a colorist here, but hey, if it's not it's not a stereotype if it's true.
I'm just a little petty sometimes.
Most people don't like people talking ish about them, though, no matter what your job is.
I mean, it's jokes is jokes at times, but then sometimes people take it too far when they take it too far.
Here we go, he gets sensitive.
I can't take it too far. I like to take it too far. I'm that type of person.
You keep going until you feel resistance.
Yeah, keep going until I feel resistance.
That's what the COVID tester said. COVID tester said, I said, how deep you going? He said, I'm going to go as deep. I'm going to go deep until I feel resistance.
Sounds like you heard that before, but let's get the show.
Oh, love that quote.
See what I'm saying?
What? I just, what?
It's a positive note of the day.
Brooke Bays News, what are we talking about?
Let's talk about America remembering George Floyd. We'll discuss what are some things that happened yesterday. Joe Biden met with George Floyd's family, and we'll tell you what they had to say about it.
All right. We'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. No, we are The Breakfast Club.
No, I need a back sell. What song was that? I never heard that record in my life.
It's called Heartbreak Anniversary. The brother's name is Giveon.
Drop on a Clues Bomb for that. That's I'm sure that's old, but I've never heard it.
It's been out for a little bit.
That's a tough tune. No, who's that? That's a tough tune.
He was on Justin Bieber's single.
Peaches. He's on Drake's Chicago Freestyle. Yeah.
I don't know.
Been popping for a minute.
You never heard that? That's the first time you heard it?
Yes, that's the first time I've ever heard that record. Goodness. Ever in life. That's a tough tune right there.
I tell you, don't listen to the People's Choice Mix. All right, but let's get in some
Who
front
does?
Page. Everybody, let's get some front page news.
If you let people really
don't
choose.
Don't let me get sensitive for
if you. If you let people really choose,
well,
then maybe we would.
I've been playing this for weeks.
Tough tune. Tough record.
All right, well, let's get in some front page
Put
news.
Put
All right, last night, Brooklyn Nets beat Boston Celtics 131-08.
Not just beat them, but kind of blew them out.
They did blow them out. Now, kind of blew their ass right out. Lakers beat Phoenix 109-102, and the Mavericks beat the Clippers 127-121.
The Clippers are cursed. The Clippers are my team. The Clippers are actually my pick to win the NBA championship, but boy,
that
I don't know what the hell. No, I'm not going to say that. I mean, they're only down 2-0. They can still come back to win the series, but I just, the Clippers, boy, I don't know.
The Nets could win it all.
They need to sage the Clippers, Clippers Stadium or something. Mm.
What else we got, Yee?
Well, let's talk about George Floyd's family. They have announced that they are using $500,000 of their $27 million settlement with the city of Minneapolis. They're creating the George Floyd Community Benevolence Fund that's going to grant organizations and businesses that serve the community at 38th and Chicago Avenue, which is where George Floyd died 1 year ago. The family feels deeply that something positive should come from the pain and injustice that he suffered. In addition, they went and met with Joe Biden yesterday. The attendee list included Gianna Floyd, Roxy Washington, which is Gianna Floyd's mother, Bridget Floyd, who is George Floyd's sister, Philonis Floyd, who is Floyd's brother, Keita Floyd, who is the brother's wife, Terrence Floyd, who is George Floyd's brother, and Brandon Williams, who is George Floyd's nephew. Now, here is what Philonis Floyd had to say about meeting with Joe Biden.
We met with the president and the VP. It was great. He's a genuine guy. They always speak from the heart, and it's a pleasure just to be able to have the chance to meet with him when we have that opportunity, too. We're just thankful for what's going on, and we just want this George Floyd Policing Act to be passed in the future. If you can make federal laws to protect the bird, which is the bald eagle, you can make federal laws to protect people of color.
That's a fact. And, you know, we do want the George Floyd Policing Act passed, but we want it passed with qualified immunity. Abolished.
Now, that bill has already passed in the House earlier this year. We're still waiting for the Senate to actually pass that, for the Democrats and the Republicans to agree on this. And what is in that bill? Setting up a national registry of police misconduct to stop officers from evading consequences for their actions by moving to another jurisdiction, banning racial and religious profiling by law enforcement at the federal, state, and local level, and of course, overhauling qualified immunity that protects officers accused of violating the Constitution while on duty. And a lot of critics say that shields law enforcement from accountability, amongst other things. Here is what Joe Biden had to say about meeting with George Floyd's family.
Floyd's family is meeting went incredibly well. We spent a long time together, and we just talked about, you know, it's 1 year anniversary, and I've spoken with the negotiators. I'm hopeful that sometime after Memorial Day, we'll have an agreement on the George Floyd legislation.
Yeah, I'm glad they met with each other. I hope they discuss policy a lot, though, because I'm tired of, you know, meeting with politicians just for politicians to have photo ops, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, the time for symbolism is over. It sounds like on both sides they felt like some work was getting done. And I know George Floyd's family is going really hard to make sure, again, that some meaningful policies happen.
And you ain't salute Lil Baby. Lil Baby was there.
Lil Baby was there.
Lil Baby there, standing behind Ben Crump.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, that is front page news. I just want to know, who runs the Breakfast Club social media? Mm-hmm. You do. They posted... Envy, I like to take it too far. I'm that kind of person. No context, no nothing. Just, I like to take it too far. I'm that kind of person.
Is that a direct quote?
Starving for content. That's what it sounds like to me.
Goodness gracious. Goodness, all right. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
It's Jason. How's everything going this morning?
Jason, what up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Well, I just wanted to say thank you real quick. I listen to you guys every morning. Y'all keep me up. Y'all keep me awake. Y'all keep me going. Just like I try to keep my viewers going. I got two podcasts, and I just want to talk about how much of a fraud Soulja Boy is real quick.
Okay. Why is Soulja Boy a fraud?
It seems like all the time, homie want to come out to be the first of something, and in reality, he ain't the first of nothing.
That's not true now. Now, that's not true.
What wasn't he the first of? Break it down. Go ahead, brother. Break it down.
Let's take his new single, for instance. That beat was mine. I had bought the rights to use that beat, and he took that beat from my podcast and made it a hit. I ain't mad at him because I didn't buy the exclusivity, but come on now.
Yeah, if you got it from somewhere, then you're not being original either. You didn't make the beat.
I got it from a person that made the beat.
Right, but you ain't paid for it, and he did.
And he wrote the lyrics to that record.
I paid for the rights to be able to use it. Wait. You talking about those whack lyrics?
I mean, it's a hit record, bro. I mean, it's a hit record right now
because of TikTok.
Why are you hating on
exactly.
Soulja Boy?
It don't matter how it's a hit record, it's a hit.
No, you're right. I mean, you're right. The record's a hit, but it's whack.
Jason!
Oh, I mean, I'm not mad at your opinion. You can have an opinion. And listen, that's why I always say art is subjective. Like, it might be whack to him, but that don't mean it ain't popping to somebody else.
Soulja Boy took the beat from him. Hello, who's this?
This is Shirley.
Hey, Shirley. Good morning, Shirley. Get off your chest.
You big Shirley or little Shirley? Or medium sized Shirley?
Medium sized.
Okay.
Yes, I want to get off my chest Lyme Disease Awareness Month, which is this month. And my grandson contracted this when he was 11. And it's very important because sometimes you don't realize you have it. And my grandson got bit by a tick and it left, and we didn't know he got sick.
Wow.
Until he got cerebral palsy.
Yikes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I just want to let people know that it is very serious disease. It causes neurological problems. My grandson now has arthritis from it. And he has to take all kinds of medicines because of the Lyme disease.
Question, what are some of the signs of Lyme disease?
Fevers, chills, muscle aches. There's various different ones. It depends on the person's body.
Yeah, they get tired a lot. I got a friend who got Lyme disease.
How do you get it?
From a tick.
Tick bite. You know, my wife thought she had Lyme disease a couple of months ago because she was feeling like we're the type of people you hear something so much and you get body aches and things like that. But she didn't. But it's scary. I know a couple of people who have it as well.
Yeah, I got a friend who got Lyme disease.
My husband just got bit by a tick a week ago, so we're watching him now.
Is there anything you could do afterward? Like, what are you supposed to do?
Well, if you keep the tick, which he didn't, you could take it to be tested. If you don't, then you have to watch the site where you get bit to see if you get a ring, or you have to watch your body, look out for the fever, the chills. If not, then you have to go get tested after a month.
Okay.
Keep getting tested until they see if it's in your system.
Yeah, my friend. My friend who got Lyme disease, he was worried about getting COVID last year, and I would hit him and be like, "Well, I mean, you'll have Corona and a Lyme," and he would chuckle.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Primo. Primo from the Bronx.
Primo from the Bronx. What up? Get it off your chest, bro.
Yeah, man, I'm just like, yo, man, I was in a relationship, and I'm upset that, you know, how I went. You know, I think she should have gave me another shot. I was a good dude, man. I don't know what's going on.
Why did she break up with you?
I don't know, man. It's a lot of...
You know, why did she break up with you, bro? You know.
it's over the kids, man. It was like, no situation with a child and shit like that, man. I don't know, man.
You know what it is.
Oh, no, man.
You must
it's
have
crazy,
yelled at
man.
Her kid or you hit her kid. What you do to her kid?
I didn't hit him. You know, it's like, you know.
No, we don't know.
A little confrontational. But my whole thing is, man, if you got a good girl, man, hold on to her. And if you got a good guy, hold on to him, man.
That's great advice.
Yeah, how do you know you're a good guy, though? Being a good guy is subjective. How you know she thought you was a good guy?
She did.
Man, I took care of everything, man. We went half and half on everything, like.
That's not taking care of everything. Going half and half is going half and half.
Yeah, I mean, you know, half and half. We did.
Yeah, but what if there's somebody else? What if there's somebody else doing it all?
Oh, well, you know, more power to them, man.
How old was a kid that didn't like you?
I don't know, like 17 probably.
Oh, he mad because you came in his house. He the man in the house. You try to be the man in his house.
I mean, if I can't be the king of the castle, then I gotta go, bro.
A man, you gotta still respect that woman's child.
That's right. You gonna share that castle if y'all going half and half, okay?
I respect the child, but you know, if I don't got no respect, then I gotta go, man.
But she kicked you out. You didn't leave.
No, she didn't kick me out. It was a mutual understanding.
Sounds like you got kicked out.
Have a good morning. I listen to the Breakfast Club every day, son.
Have a good
morning,
son.
All right,
son.
All right.
He's definitely from Brooklyn. Hello, who's this?
Hey, it's Rosie.
Hey, Rosie, get it off your chest.
I just want to vent this morning. I feel so stressed and defeated. My son is in Success Charter School, and he failed his region by 3 points, and they want to hold him back for that. He passed all his classes in his other two regions, and they don't want to let him go to the ninth grade. That is very discouraging to young black men or just young black boys, period.
And did you have a conversation? Did you go have a conversation and see if there's anything that you can do to, you know, get that grade back up? Extra assignments, extra homework or anything, especially since it was just three?
I spoke to his assistant principal. She even chuckled about it like, oh,
she
no, there's nothing he can do. So now I'm trying to reach out to the network. And like even my students, because 3 points, they offer summer school. They offer summer school to children that didn't pass classes but passed the region. How does that even work?
Damn.
Yeah, that's messed up.
So that's super messed up. And I wanted to know, like, if you guys had any people that you knew in the charter school network that I could reach out to.
Yeah, our guy, Dr. Steve Perry. Yeah, okay. Dr. Steve Perry is a big charter school guy here in New York City.
The last day of school for them is this Friday, and it's like, oh, he's just being pushed to the side for 3 points. And I know that there's something that could be done.
That's ridiculous.
I'm going to get your information, and I'm going to see if I can connect you with Dr. Steve Perry. He's over the Capital Preparatory Harlem Charter School.
Okay.
Hold on.
Connecticut.
Hold on. We'll get your information. Where are you from?
New York.
Oh, yeah. We can definitely.
Harlem.
Hopefully, we can help. Oh, Harlem.
Oh, yeah. You're right there. You never heard of the Capital Preparatory Harlem Charter School?
No.
Yeah.
That's the one he did with Puffy.
Yeah, that's the one he did with Diddy. Dr. Steve Perry.
Hold on, all right? We'll get
your
info.
I was raised in Lenox Terrace.
Oh, you right there, man.
Hold on.
I'm saying you right there like I know what Lenox Terrace is. I don't even know what Lenox Terrace is. I'm like, oh, you right there. That's what black people do. Where you at? Oh, you right there. You right there.
Show line four. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, you can hit us up. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and who is in a battle to be the world's richest man with Jeff Bezos? Find out who might overtake him.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen up.
All the gossip.
Gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
All right, well, get ready for a versus rematch. That's right. Swizz Beatz posted, okay, let's get it then. Did y'all guess who the rematch is going to be? Me versus Timbaland this Sunday, live from Live in Miami. That's so dope. Celebrating Memorial Day weekend with Versus Live. If you want to watch it, it goes down Sunday, May 30th, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Triller app, of course, on Fight TV app or on Versus TV.
I'm just realizing it's Memorial Weekend, but yep. Swiss and Timbaland absolutely deserve that rematch because, you know, they were the first and they did it when it was still really janky, right? Like in the car, at the house. Now they got the big production. Swiss and Timbo deserved that.
Well, they did it on stage in 2018.
What? Oh, yeah.
That was the first ever Versus Showdown.
Swiss has been doing it for a while, but yeah, this is going to be dope. Live, and it's going to be a party, so everybody gets to see. Mm-hmm. It's going to be dope. I think I'm going to be in Miami. I am going to be in Miami Sunday, so I'm going to pull up and see Swizz and Timbo. Shout the headliner.
All right. Now, since we're talking about Swizz, he actually did a listening session for DMX's new album. And one song that has been released is called Hood Blues. It was produced by Swizz, and of course, it features Griselda. So that's Benny the Butcher, Conway the Machine, and West Side Gun. And here is a snippet for you.
I grew up with the dark side, apartheid. Going against the grain and get you kidnapped and hogtied. X, Ellis, Phyllis. Never been scared, I'm a fearless. Look at the cannon, that'll remove your head and shoulders. Catch that plane and stand, get ran over. I'm gonna make you hands over. Anything, God damn it, I'm out the average. Come on, damn it, cause I'm a savage.
That record is filthy. Hood Blues, DMX featuring Griselda is 50. That's that filthy. Drop on the clues bomb for that record. That's one of those construction Timberland denim jean short records.
And by the way, they were there at the listening, so imagine what the energy was like in the studio when that song came on. Plus, it's a dope song. I think it might be my favorite song on the album.
It's not my favorite song on the album, but I will say
it's one of them.
It's one of them.
It got a different type of feeling. And
does
he said,
nothing for it. The clean version does nothing for it.
It's probably my favorite street record on the album.
And DMX was saying that, Swizz Beatz was saying that DMX really enjoyed working with them the most and was really? Like, look, I want to do a lot more, but that's the type of vibe I'm on.
Can I tell y'all something? That DMX album is special.
It's dope.
That Exodus album is special.
Don't talk about it.
You say you
I'm not. I just said it's special. Okay it that's special. All I said. I ain't putting no extra sauce on it. I just said it's special.
Well, you'll get to hear it on Friday for everybody. All right, now since we're talking about music, let's talk about my girl, Bia. The National Hockey League has got a hip-hop playoff anthem, and the song is called Skate. So the league clears about 15 songs every postseason for use by the league. And Skate is one that's being prominently featured in the first round on highlight packages for the 2021 playoffs. In the first version, in the original form, it wasn't really a sports song. The video featured women in neon ski masks brandishing firearms, Spring Breaker style. But here is what this song sounds like.
Wrist Stanley Cup, I can show you how to skate.
And that's official for the NHL?
Yeah, it's official.
Oh, wow. Drop on a clue bombs for Bia. It's a nice check right there.
Man, Bia is so dope to me. So she's the first hip-hop artist to have her song become the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs anthem, which is really dope. And she got that song, Whole Lot of Money, That's My Joint right now. So
congrats.
I'm sure Envy will get it on in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you.
That sounds like sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
What?
No, we didn't talk about that earlier this morning.
Oh, okay.
We were talking about it earlier.
Are you just putting pressure on him to make sure you play?
I mean, honestly, that's my song. And I really like Bia. I feel like she deserves to be like on a way higher platform.
Why do I feel? Was she, wasn't she on a TV show?
She's on Sisterhood of Hip Hop.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, she made on me, the early 2000s made on me. You're going to play it in a couple of minutes anyway.
And she had that song with Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really, really dope. So.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Front page news next. What are we talking about?
Man, if you're planning to travel and it seems like those flights are really expensive.
They are.
You are correct.
Goodness gracious, flights are expensive right now.
I know. That's right.
We'll talk about it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. By using brands like Dove and Hellmann's, you're supporting Unilever and the everyday good they do. Like donating more than $25 million worth of everyday products and services to groups like Feeding America this year. Visit UnileverDoesGood.com to support communities impacted by the pandemic.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and Brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Let's get in some front page news. Last night, playoffs, NBA, the Nets beat the Celtics 131-108. The Lakers beat the Suns 109-102, and the Mavericks beat the Clippers 127-121.
Somebody need to light a candle for the Clippers, man. I just don't know. I picked the Clippers to win the NBA championship. Somebody need to light a candle for them, sage day, locker room, something. They got to get them. Who was the coach? Who was the owner of that team? George Zimmerman? What his name was? George Steinbrenner?
George Zimmerman. Steinbrenner is the Yankees.
You know what I'm talking about. I can't remember his name right now. The racist guy. Remember?
I don't remember his name.
I can't remember his name.
He doesn't have a team no more.
Yeah, Donald Sterling. There you go.
Is it Sterling?
Yeah, it's Donald Sterling.
Yes. Yeah. All right. What else are we talking about?
Well, let's talk about these flights, right? Because just like Envy said, plane flights are getting very expensive. And Americans, if you're making summer vacation plans, you're going to find that things are way above what they were pre-pandemic levels. They said domestic leisure travel will be 100% restored by June, with bookings ahead of 2019 levels and yields ostensibly recovered. But airlines are very cautious about bringing back too many flights too quickly, because they're saying that leisure fares booked well in advance of travel are not as lucrative as business travel booked at the last minute. So they're trying to force you to have to do these last minute flights. I was actually going to go to the Bahamas this weekend, but now I have to work this weekend for Memorial Day. The flight was $1,200.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I got to like, go to. And that was coach, not even first class.
Yeah, I
got to
fly somewhere and the flight is $1,100 and that is coach. Not even. It's not business. It's not first. It's just.
Like, you hear 1,200, you think, oh, did you fly in first class? No.
Round trip or just one way?
Round trip.
Round trip.
That's a lot.
Usually, but they about, anyway, what, 350 to 550? That's a lot of money. Flights.
It's a whole lot of money. Yeah, so I'm just warning y'all right now. I mean, listen, I have to go to Barbados later. I booked my flight way in advance, and they keep changing it. Like, they keep on canceling the flight, giving me a different flight, like, 3 times already. All right, now, as far as flights, United is holding drawings for free flights for those who get COVID shots. So, right now, you have a chance to win free flights for a year.
Now, that sounded like more of a fair trade, more than them $25 vouchers they're giving out other places. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I can get free flights for a year based off them prices y'all just said.
But it's only one person out of, I don't even know how
but
many.
But that's more of a raffle I would be intrigued by.
But the other one, everybody gets $25.
Yeah.
Would you rather spread it around or just one person gets it?
One person. Well, if it's me for $1,100 flight.
All right. Well, anyway, you know, a lot of people are trying to do all these different incentives, and that's just one of them. Now, this was an interesting story I saw. A woman found out that her husband was cheating on her because she was looking at some announcements in the paper, right?
Oh, boy.
And the newspaper would publish the parents' name, sex of the baby, the date they were born, what hospital. She saw her husband's name and another female's name in the paper. Now, her ex-husband, well, her now ex-husband's name was unusual, so she thought it was him. So she typed in his name and her first name and the woman's first name into the local hospital's website, and she saw that, yes, it was. They had just had a baby boy.
Who is this non-black man that got caught cheating?
A few days prior.
Black men don't cheat, so who's this non-black person? Well, black man that got caught cheating.
Her name on TikTok is @AAddison01. So she posted the whole thing on TikTok. Tell me how you found out your ex-spouse was cheating. And she told that whole story.
Well, congratulations on the baby.
Tell me how you found out your ex-spouse was cheating. Oh, they exes. Okay.
Yeah, so he had a whole second life that she found out about by reading the paper. Mm. All right, well, that is your front page news.
Wow.
The downer.
All right, well,
why is it a downer? Like,
ain't no downer for me. Black men don't cheat. Why would that be a downer?
I ain't no downer.
Well, it's actually not, because she left him and she's now married to her current husband for the past 8 years.
I'm not even thinking about that. I'm a whole different way.
Ain't no downer for me. It might be a downer for you, Dramos.
No,
Puerto Rican young man still out here sowing your wild oats.
He's in a relationship.
I am. Thank you. Thank you.
With who?
A woman.
How many?
Why you have to say a woman? Gosh, we don't judge you a person. No judgment zone. All right, when we come back, Donnell Rawlings will be joining us.
Okay.
Oh, that's my guy, Donnell Rawlings. He's going to be at Caroline starting tomorrow.
We're going to get to the root of Donnell Rawlings' sensitivity this morning, okay? I need to know why Donnell Rawlings is the way he is.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Checking out the world's most dangerous morning show.
Dear God, give me the strength to get through this interview, maintain my mental stability, support everybody in this room and all the things that they do. Dear God, I know I come to you sometime in desperate situations, but that's what desperate n****s do sometime. In the name of God, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
What's up?
Chilling, sir.
Damn, that what's up sounded aggressive.
No, I don't know what's up. That's the only time I ever went to sleep thinking about an interview.
What'd
you think
good?
About?
No, huh?
What'd well, first of all, about? Start the interview.
Well, we are Donnell Rollins is here.
I know y'all started interview when y'all tested my nose downstairs, sir. I know y'all was praying for a positive. I know y'all was praying for a positive.
They tested your nose?
I know. You know what they did. They my nose. Like, I've been getting, my nose been getting for the last year and a half.
How deep they go?
Huh?
How deep did they go?
Dear God, give me strength to make it through this interview without any negative energy.
They no, like, I got one time, and I said, how deep you going? And the guy said, until I feel resistance.
Yes. But Donnell, you had COVID, so you should know you.
All right, first off, that was a horrible transition.
No, but I said you're not going to think you're going to test positive if you already just had it.
No, not necessarily, because with the crew that we've been rolling with, we thought like once you get COVID, you not a free pass, but you got the antibodies in your system, you wouldn't get it again. Mm-hmm. But that was proven wrong because a couple of people in our team, they got it for the second time.
Did you give it to you?
No, I didn't give it to you. I think her squad gave it to me though.
So. Okay.
I'm serious. Somebody said, Donna, how you got COVID? I said, it probably was at karaoke night when we did karaoke and I was singing a DMX for like an hour and a half.
That might have.
And it was like, who gave it to you?
Rest in peace.
It was Natina, Yee, Shonda, Koya, about three Kims.
They all had it?
No, I'm not saying they all had it, but listen.
Oh, God.
It's certain things you can crack jokes about. That's correct. Not one of them.
What, COVID?
Yeah.
Get the Donnell, you, Mr. Too Soon, get the f*** out of here,
no,
Donnell.
No, I crack, but it was a different situation because it was all...
Because you got it.
No, it was all funny games or two. Like, this is the whole thing with COVID. Not that it's all funny games, but it don't really hit home until it actually hits home. And then the case with us being in Yellow Springs all summer where we was testing every day, and nobody came up positive. So when it kind of hit our bubble, it was like, oh, this shit is real. And the first thing you do, you're concerned about your friends and your loved ones, and hopefully everything was okay. And now, in the case that when the bubble was busted in Austin, we was lucky enough for everybody to be okay. So I don't take it lightly. I don't crack jokes about
it. Man, Donnell, stop. Since when?
I'm not going to lie. Donnell, now be honest, because we had a group text going, right? As people were getting COVID.
Right.
And it was very, like, a lot of prayer hands in the group text. You know?
I had to get off that thread, sir.
Yeah, but then once everybody was okay, you started making jokes.
You started the jokes first.
Now, last night you said you couldn't sleep. You said you were dreaming about this interview.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you sleep? Why? What were you
doing?
The
reason
about?
Why, because we all know I've been very aggressive on my jokes on Too Soon on my Instagram page.
Mm. You be making jokes?
Here's an example of it. He don't acknowledge the fire, son.
What are you talking about?
The fire. Son, you know I've been smoking for a year and a half, son.
When?
All right, this is a good place for me to cut this. Well, when I do my version of this interview, I'm going to cut to it. Then I'm going to do a montage.
Okay.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Okay, I'm going to do a montage.
So you couldn't sleep last night now because you've been doing all these jokes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was doing all these jokes. And then this, I won't say this is a very anticipated interview, but people want to know, like, what's the deal with you and the Breakfast Club? And wherever I go, whatever platform I speak on, I always say, I got love for the Breakfast Club.
You're a liar.
Yes, that is a lie. Anybody tell you that, I say I got a history with everybody, and we'll get...
You usually say you have love for Angela Yee and DJ Envy.
That's right now.
Okay.
I was like, these are past interviews.
Okay.
And I still got love for Charlamagne.
What you mean still? Why would you not have love for me, Donnell, ever?
Because you're disrespectful. You put an ass in my face for 32 minutes of a 39-minute interview.
That never happened.
Yes.
And
now
it's
going
viral again.
Let's go to the videotape.
That never happened.
Let's go to the videotape.
That never happened.
You know? And then I was like, and everybody's like, okay, what is the situation?
Oh, you can work it out.
Can I answer? Okay, whose question am I going to ask?
No, that was the question. I was just
nobody
asking.
Else asked anything.
And I was like this. I don't want this interview because I haven't been here in a year. Mm-hmm. I said, I don't want the interview to go array on any stupid right. And I just want to explain like my feelings on the relationship that I have with the Breakfast Club, with Angela Yee, DJ Envy, and Fleece. Right? I just was. And these nicknames, I don't get these nicknames. I don't create these nicknames, sir. Mm-hmm. The Booty Bandit, that was one of the all-stars.
The Warrior.
The Booty Warrior. No, the exact name of it. Don't disrespect.
Fleece is legendary.
Like, don't say my name wrong.
Fleece is legendary as well as you're legendary, you know? And I said to myself, how did this all start?
How did it start?
It started with you motherfuckers.
Me?
Don't try to give me this serious journalistic look. You plotted jokes on me every time I came in here, Envy. Every time I came in here, like, y'all get behind it. Y'all get together. You're like, how we going to get them? How we going to get it? This went on one interview, two interview, three interview, four interview.
We have never plotted interview. On you, Donnell. Let's you're making all this tape. Stuff
Who's
up, Donnell.
Edit this? Let's
but
go
Donnell,
to the
you tape. Fell for it a lot. And it
was... I didn't fall for none of it. When I fall for it?
The time when no one was laughing at your jokes, you fell for that.
I didn't.
Then when you thought everybody left. Except me.
You fell for that one,
you
too.
Fell for
no,
that.
I didn't fall for that one. My situation, the reason why I'm here right now, because I'm being Caroline's this week, and the show's almost gone. I came up here because I wanted to show all the love. So, I wanted to show all the
but
love.
But I come and support you all the time.
That's my point.
Me too.
When?
Don't yell that and look at me.
When?
Donnell, stop.
When?
I've been to your shows at Caroline.
You
I came
never
to Radio
to
City
you
to see you. And I said you was the funniest person on that stage. And Dave
him?
Chappelle was
oh,
there
Dave
that
Chappelle.
Night. Yes. Marlon Wayans.
Right.
Saturday
right.
Entertainer. Yes.
And with that said, you would think that we have a different level of respect for each other, understanding that this is what this motherfucker do, he's good for it. No. After we did that, here come the booties.
So comedians.
The booties came out. Yo, Donnell, you're the funniest. You was on stage with Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle. You was the funniest one that night. Now take this ass. Is that how you reward your friends?
Now Chris Rock wasn't there.
That might be how he
okay, it was David Marlon. So yeah. Listen, so a comedian is mad that people are joking with him?
Okay, first off, and you've created this narrative that I'm a sensitive comedian.
I created that? Me?
No, you didn't.
We
your
have to talk about that video,
your brilliant
too.
Idiot friends did that, all right?
I don't
know. Okay,
Donnell?
No, you created...
Donnell, you created that narrative.
No, you created a narrative that I'm sensitive. And guess what? Most comedians are sensitive. And I'm a Sagittarius, so that's double sensitive.
So you are sensitive.
I'm like Ralph Trasvan on 10.
Right.
By the way, before Brilliant Idiots, me and Donnell had a text conversation. I remember because I was in the airport. And this is the first time I realized you really was upset.
I wasn't. Okay,
and I started texting. I was like, why are you so goddamn sensitive?
I wasn't sensitive about what?
I don't remember what you was talking about. It was one time you left here and you texted me and you was like, yo, y'all got to stop disrespecting me, son.
No,
I need
reason,
a serious
no,
interview,
the,
son.
No, and that's what I want. And the reason why I'm saying after a career of 30 years, I think I could find more things to talk about than a booty in my face.
That was one saying, time.
No, but it went on and on. Then you walked out on me.
Now, I will say, now I need y'all to admit
liar.
This.
We never
I need for
out
you guys
on you.
To admit this, though.
We did. We
that
did
day when Donnell came here for a real interview, y'all did leave and he had his shows to promote and y'all really did not do that.
We've
interview.
Never walked out on Donnell. You're just lying.
Yes, go to the videotape. This is going to be
did,
a very interesting
did.
Interview.
All right, we got more with Donnell Rawlins. When we come back, don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Donnell Rawlins. Let me ask you a question, right? But you walked out on an interview.
Right.
Why did you walk out on
it? I'll explain this interview. This is the thing.
I'm being serious. I'm not joking. I'm just.
Are you going to let me answer the question?
Why are you getting so sensitive?
I
just want to come
what's
in.
What's that Prince? We don't be doing that motherfucking
traumatic shit. We got
to
continue.
No, I'm doing this.
That's right. Reduce your anxiety.
And remember what we talked about because Dave, when you just performed here in New York with Dave Chappelle, he was like, I'm concerned about Donnell coming up to the Breakfast Club.
Why?
No, listen,
can
I'm
going to
answer
the question. I asked you a question.
Okay,
please,
the question sir. Was, did I walk out on an interview?
Why did you walk out on an interview?
Okay. What was that podcast called, Donnell?
That podcast, it was Kill Tony podcast.
Kill Tony.
And boy, you were so happy when you got that video. I know you was like,
I didn't even see it.
Okay, we're not going to be honest. Are we going to be honest with each other?
We are.
Can you get a different face?
No, I'm asking a question.
Can you do a different face?
I'm asking a question.
No, you got the motherfucking Oprah Winfrey going on, son. I'm not going to cry.
You Prince Harry?
No, why you got to
serious?
Why you got to do your face?
He don't want a serious interview.
No, I'm saying. Okay, seriously.
I'm concerned. You walked away. I want to know why.
Okay, I'll explain to you why.
Yes,
Tony
sir.
Hinchcliffe is a good friend of mine,
Tony,
right?
Okay. Yeah.
He has this podcast called Kill Tony, mm-hmm. right? And in the podcast, what they do is like a group of amateur or new comedians, they put their name in a jar, right? You pick your name, you get to perform for 2 minutes. When you perform for that 2 minutes, me as a person that's critiquing them or giving them advice, I can't say anything until they finish, right? About a year ago, I did that interview. And then one of the guys, young guy, David Lucas, who was a very funny dude, I knew he was going to try to roast me. So I started roasting him. I killed him. I got to stand and know. So mm-hmm. I was in San Antonio because Kill Tony moved his operation to San Antonio, and he's been begging me to be on the podcast. So I was excited about doing it because he's my friend. And the thing that really made me excited was that his band, it used to be a white band, it was an all black band. It's all white performers the whole night, right? A black comedian finally gets on stage, and I'm showing him love. I didn't tear down any of those young people. The whole show, I gave them good sound advice, somewhat of what I did for Mastery of Comedy.
Yes.
Shout out for that. I gave him good advice, right? And I don't know if the black dude, I'm not even going to say his name because I don't even
want to. Don't disrespect that man.
No, because like when people say, who was it? It's like, who? That answers the question.
Wow.
So he turned around, and I had a couple of drinks that night. He turned around, and he started roasting me.
He was hilarious.
Right? Okay.
He needed his own TV show.
here we go. So he started roasting me, and it threw me all off. It felt like black on black crime. You know, I was excited that he was a brother doing it.
Yo, right? Yo,
let me. I'm telling you what happened. I'm telling you, and this is what happened.
Black on black crime.
In that process, I'm saying, and I already told Tony I had something else to do. I wasn't gonna be able to be there that long. So I was like, why am I here to get roasted by amateur comedian that I think is using his platform for the wrong thing?
Why you just ain't tear his ass up though?
Because it threw me off guard. First off, I'm not a roasting comedian. I tell people, I get invited to all these roasts every year. I was like, I tell them I'm too sensitive. And if I tell them straight up,
I'm so like, why are you mad that I said you're sensitive?
I'm trying to explain it one question at a time.
Talk to me, Kate.
So I was a little rattled, and I had a couple drinks, right?
And when Danielle drinks, he is a completely different person.
It's time to party. You know what I'm saying? It's time to party. So.
Hey.
So what you saw, the edited clip, that what we call in the streets, the doctored clip that he created and generated.
You're a liar. Right,
okay, the doctored clip. The doctored clip that he put together.
Me?
It didn't represent what happened that night. It made it look like the dude did a joke, right? And I left the stage.
That's what it did
the
look
dude,
like.
I know it looked like that. That's called a doctored video. Mm. The same way I put you on Cardi B's face, the same way I have you looking bootylicious.
Oh, that wasn't real?
You make those? I make those. That's my team.
All right, we're not going to be... I just want an honest interview. Are we going to be honest or are we going to lie?
My team make those. You know the videos I be posting while I be dancing?
The streets are not here for this interview to lie, all right?
So you walked out. So what happened when you walked out? Did they boo you? What did they say?
No, they didn't boo me. That's another thing. And then the sequence of events, it didn't happen that way. We had already had our exchange. I stayed maybe 15 to 20 minutes later. And then my sister that was there, Heather, I said, yo, let's get the out of here. I got to go to dinner. I got up. But they got the video clip and made it look like he cracked a joke. He cracked a joke, and I got up. That's not what happened.
Who is they?
He was they. The people. The Charlemites. The Charlemites.
I had nothing to do with that.
The Charlemites. The motherfuckers that listened to everything this motherfucker said.
I had nothing to do with that.
And they made it seem like that. And another thing that was very insulting, they were so desperate in me. They found a way to make me feel bad about this little chain that I wear around my neck.
I defended you for wearing that chain.
You did not defend me.
You're a liar.
Your man said, Andrew Schultz said, a man should never wear a man's necklace around his neck.
And I said, I wear a Duval chain.
I said, that's not what I heard. He said, and while he's alive. Which let me understand that Andrew Schultz don't believe in giving people their roses while they're still living. I wear this chain. It's not represent just Dave Chappelle.
It's a brand.
It represents a brand, and I was a part of this brand's history.
You were. Yes, you were.
So I'm not gonna tuck it, and I'm gonna wear it proudly.
Can we get to the root of your sensitivity? I know. I want to talk.
I'll tell you the root of my sensitivity, and you're probably the same root of your sensitivity.
Yes, sir.
Go at my family or go at my career, and then I'm gonna be up.
Nobody's ever done that.
You did. Family. Mine is my family.
Family. Well, we have two different sensitivities. You.
Nobody's going to your family.
So you automatically get another level of sensitivity.
That's true.
Other than me, light skin is like a draw four right off the top. Draw four skin type, sir.
But you know, Donnell works very hard to do what he does. Dave said Donnell is the funniest comedian.
I've said that.
He knows. And so I can understand that you work really hard at something. You don't want nobody trying to tear you down.
No, it's not terrible. Okay.
Donnell, it's jokes.
I say but you're not the comedian. That's like me.
Whose fault is that?
Yo, that's like me up here trying to get to believe in mental health. Ain't nobody going to believe in this.
Why not?
They ain't going to believe mental health coming from me, son. Imagine that.
Well,
we switch roles.
I
get serious like this, and I post one of those what level of mental health you are. This is so mental health. This got me crazy trying not to be crazy. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm not going to come up here and talk and say that I know all about mental health. I know the struggles. I know anxiety. I know all.
I'm not making jokes, though.
You try to make.
What would you say to Charlamagne
right
now?
If you want
to clear
lane.
The air, we start over. Say what you want to say to Charlamagne. Get it off your chest.
I don't want
to
start over. I want to keep going.
I'm
about to drop a video as soon as I get out of here. The only reason I didn't do it is I thought you were going to cancel my interview.
Listen.
I had 8 joints just stacked up, son. I was like,
can we
hit
do a
with
real
this.
Interview now?
Let me tell you something. Okay, I want to say,
this is a real interview.
I love Donnell. I've said Donnell funny as all the time. I just don't like him being so sensitive.
There's nowhere on record where you said that all the time. In fact, when I come up here and I try to tell my when I was coming up here trying to promote Soul, which won an Academy Award and swept on all awards, I try to tell you about that and I was talking about my father. You laughed in my face. You
me?
You the that just had another baby. Shout out to your annual baby shower you about to have.
You laughed in my face when I talked. When I brought my book out here, you laughed in my
face. You didn't have a book.
Okay, now, let's back it up.
It was a start.
As a neutral person, I will say this. Yes, MV should not laugh at his father. I watched you on that show on Netflix. But B.
He did. You don't pay attention.
I never heard that.
Let's go to the video. Boy, I can't wait to put all this
That book was not ready for you to show us.
That book was a pamphlet.
It was an idea. It was a start, all right? You killed my dreams.
And I love Soul. Only part I didn't like in Soul was the barber. Whoever the barber was, like the voice didn't fit like the body of the barber.
You mean the one that had the most pivotal, iconic scene of the entire movie?
You was in Soul?
You mean the role? You remember the role? The role that wasn't even on paper? That Kemp Power told Pete Doctor, we need to get this connected to the hood. And Pete Doctor said, I need you to write the scene. You wrote the scene. You mean the role that I didn't even audition
for? You was in the Soul?
They put me on it. Dez the Barber. Google it.
I did not know that. Look that up.
You mean the role that they're possibly thinking about doing a spinoff. That role, well, if you didn't remember it. Yes, that's what it was.
That is, and by the way, amazing for your son to be able to see you in that role because he loves that movie.
So my son, like, I think I've done things in my career. And nothing can match up to anything I've done other than my son seeing me on a Pixar Disney film.
Donna, think about the first time in your life ever when you remember the feeling of feeling like somebody was trying you. Do you remember that?
I don't. People don't usually try me.
So what causes you to be sensitive? It had to be something. When's the first time you walked out of someplace because you was upset?
I don't walk out. I never walk out.
When the first time you felt disrespected?
That's a tough question. I don't know how to. I really don't know how to answer.
What's the most disrespected you ever felt in your life?
When the booty was in my face for 30 minutes, that probably was. Anyway.
Why didn't you move it?
You don't like booty in your face?
I don't like. Okay, booty in my face is one thing. Booty with the back is a whole different level, son. I don't know how y'all play it. What y'all get your off? Your bedroom is your bedroom. You know what I'm saying? But I don't. I just don't like that.
All right, we got more with Donnell Rawlins. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Donnell Rawlins. Charlamagne?
Serious question.
Yeah.
Have I ever hurt you? Seriously. I want you to answer seriously.
Yes. I've
hurt you before.
Yeah.
I apologize for hurting you, Donnell.
But you didn't ask what the hurt was.
Well, I want to know. But
It don't matter
what the hurt was.
This is a mistake.
Tell me how I hurt you, Donna.
Out of everything I thought I've done in my career, like to paint the narrative that this is not funny. To paint the narrative, like the times I've come up here, it's like when I talk about the things I've done, you talk about other people. And I understand that, but I'm like this. Where is the respect to what I do? Where's the respect of what I've established in the comedy world? And I say that not just comedy, like all of this, everybody in this room, I've done this. I was at Hot 97 when you was at nighttime, when you was like this, I know the money is in the morning.
No, you're digressing from the question.
He's
getting to a point.
Me and you did mornings together. I don't know if you
remember. Yeah, we did. Yeah, I know. You used to try to clown me because you didn't think I could read out loud.
I got $100 if you could read this right here.
I don't want to do that.
$100. You can read out loud, Donna?
Nah, I don't need $100. Give me a house. $100.
Don't make fun of somebody's illiteracy now.
That's what we used to do back in the day. I got $100.
But we got an intro.
But we had
don't
music
do that.
And everything, son. Let me see.
Don't do that.
Let me see.
Don't do that.
Go.
Which one?
The top. Go.
Which one? Donna Harris Pierce. Wait a minute. Just wait, son. Donnell, you can't say nothing, son.
Go.
Let me see.
I'll give a second chance.
All right, hold on. I'm old. I need to go. Donnell has appeared on the New Negroes, the Comedy Central on Netflix, Historical Roast, Frost, and Record on
Frost.
It's Bruno.
All right, see, I got
he was on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast and was featured on TBS The Last OGs and Tracy Morgan. And also, you didn't mention this. Let me freestyle, son.
I won.
He will also be featured on the Hit Smash to be determined in the fall. Black Mafia Family. He also will be on an untitled HBO project, the Laker Project for HBO.
You in the Laker? You in the Laker Project?
Yes, I'm in the Laker Project.
Who you playing, James Worthy?
I play.
Let's not talk about it. Donnell told me who Jay he was Worthy. Playing, but he messed up.
Yeah, I thought I was playing. I was so happy. They was like, yeah, we got a role. I was like, yeah, I'm be playing Magic Johnson's father, right? I was playing Magic Johnson's father's friend in it. I was so happy. I had an acting gig. I'm like, I'm out. But what was your other question?
I apologize for hurting you.
And he apologizes for radio. So can y'all
apologize
can
for radio?
No, not hurt. Not hurting
you on radio.
Not on radio.
Not hurt. It's a misunderstanding.
I called Don. I say Donnell is one of the funniest stand-up comics. I actually said Donnell was the funniest stand-up comic at one point. I think Andrew got that now. That's just my personal opinion. On stage stand-up.
Okay, first let me explain this. See what you are doing. You're comparing the success of somebody, the popularity of somebody
with
their skill set.
No, it's just skill.
No, not, you said one of the funniest. Andrew Schultz, no disrespect, he's done a great job for himself. You know what I'm saying? He's figured a pivot. He entered the world with you with Brilliant Idiots. He's a podcast dude, and he found his lane. And I respect anybody, and this was without the help of networks or anything. I respect that. But when you say the funniest, that's a tough one to call.
It's just for the moment. It changes seasons, right?
Right.
Donnell, listen, all jokes aside, I really do love you and I appreciate you and I apologize if I hurt you. I would like to offer you a gift.
It's nothing crazy. That's like a booty box.
It is not a booty box. Ain't no booties in there, bro. It's something good for your mental health. It can help you relieve stress, all types of
I don't know what it is.
What?
Just while all this up, mother.
What is it?
You know what it is. It's the same gift you got and you used.
What is it?
It's a box of ding-a-lings.
You got a box of ding-a-lings.
No, you got a box of ding-a-lings. You re-gifted it. You re-gifted it.
There's no wrapper on it?
Because it's been used. It's been used, son.
It's open.
I am so happy we could find a bubble where we could laugh.
Donnell, how do you feel about comedy returning to New York?
I'm very excited about it. I'm also excited that part of the return, I'll be at Caroline's on Broadway.
You're opening up Caroline's back up.
Yeah, we reopening. I think it's time. You know,
it's Thursday or Friday?
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And Sunday.
Memorial weekend. Gotta love it.
Well, congratulations on all your success.
Is that the outro joint?
You
got a whole new set, I'm sure, after being
I always have a new set. I always have a new set. And in a couple of months, I'm going to be doing my special. That's going to be produced by Pilot Boy.
Man. I thought Pilot Dave was going to EP it.
That's it, Pilot Boy. That's it.
I was going to ask, what did your friend say about your relationship with Charlamagne?
This is a question I always get. What's up with you and Charlamagne? Like, is it real or is it fake? I say, let's just say it's like WWF, WWE is entertainment. It is your choice to decide on what it is. I do have
That's not true. Donnell really be mad.
I do.
He be texting me. He really be mad. And which brings me back to high school where I'm like, I'm going to pick on the person who I know I'm bothering. That's
right. And then you're going to pick on him. Then I'm going to go hard. It's been a year. Like, you pick on me.
It's been longer than that.
I know, I can't stop.
How do I get involved with it? You always throw me in the mix.
Like, guilty by association. When you go spray the block, you don't be like, Timmy, watch out. I don't want to kill you. If you stand beside that, you're going to get it too.
Yeah, I'm going to get shot and I'm going
to
be doing nothing.
Yo, well, then don't stand beside the You know when it's about to get hot. Lights don't know when it's about to pop off. You're like, oh, am I going to get shot standing beside Charlamagne? Yes. Y'all giggle gap. You just put penises on my timelines.
No, we don't.
Yes, you did. Y'all put eggplants on my for like 3 days.
No, who did that?
All y'all did. And y'all was like, y'all be like, we finally got him. Y'all do that so whoever's close to it,
I think there's nothing wrong with you and Dave's relationship. And I think that anybody who got a problem with you and Dave's relationship don't understand friendship or loyalty.
They don't understand what friendship is. They don't understand what loyalty is. And I'm loyal to him. He's loyal to me. Yeah.
And it's not your fault that your friend is one of the greatest comics ever.
My friend would say it's not the fault that Donnell is one of the greatest comedians ever.
Absolutely. I told you.
And Dave will say Donnell is the funniest person I know.
It means more when Dave says it?
Compared to you?
Yes.
1,000%.
Yeah. It definitely does.
You didn't get my mental health 1,000%.
Appreciate
Guess
you
what,
for
Donnell,
us.
I'm not leaving.
But you always say, I don't say that, and I say that all the time.
But then you'll be like, oh, this person's funnier than you. This person's funnier than
you. I'm doing that with him. He know that.
I know, but he takes it personally.
That's why I do what I do to with you. And it's not, the minute I leave this, I'm posting some.
Well, Donnell, we appreciate you for doing
No, I don't want you to tell me to go.
Give that back to
Donnell. I'm walking away. I'm walking out.
Donnell, we love you, and we value you, and we appreciate you. And Donnell Rollins should get all his flowers.
And I appreciate this interview because you could have easily said, "Fuck that, I don't want him up there." But
we did say that.
I know.
We told him to tell you we canceled just to fuck with you.
You don't understand. My thumb was ready. When you said that, I was like, just, oh, nigga. I was like, this, boy, you got the license to kill right now.
No, I'm not going to lie. What happened was they did try to cancel it. Right. So I had done that, like, yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. And then
we did that on purpose, though.
I took a deep breath.
He did. And then he was like, all right, I'm going to just chill out. I'm not going to say nothing. And then Eddie hit me back and said, okay, we can do it at 9. But it was like an hour later, and I was like, oh, we did that the had to go check his timeline to make sure he didn't post nothing.
I was about to go blast.
And then we was going to cancel you again today when you was downstairs. We were going to take the cameras down there.
I would have been real mad about that. I got to go to Yellow Springs right now. It was a thing about being desperate to do this interview, because this interview for me was to promote my show at Caroline's. But
I don't like how you said that just now.
It's the truth.
I think the fact that we bear gifts is a great thing.
I don't want your gifts, son. You can't give anybody a gift of nigga. Save that for Lil Nas. He gonna be up here soon, right?
Oh my God, stop it.
You don't want listen, you don't
want Lil Nas on like
so you don't want God.
See, you know what?
You don't want Tama. Donnell. Donnell, you don't want God? You just said you don't want God.
I don't what?
You say you don't want God.
I do want God.
You say you don't want gifted. What's the acronym for gifted?
I'm not doing that, sir. I'm not doing that.
What's the
only what? Him what? Would find an acronym to use in the sentence and pray with the Lord, sir.
That feels
I pray that the beginning is God, please give me the strength.
I will leave us with a prayer, Donnell.
Yeah, pray, Donnell. Come on. A real prayer. Come on.
A real prayer. Go ahead.
Dear God, thank you for getting me through this interview and maintaining the friendship that I've built for over 25 years. God, please give Charlamagne the strength to post mental health every other post and not every post, dear God. DJ Envy, I want to pray for you that you have a healthy another baby, and please get your motherfucking shit tied up. It's enough is enough. Kia, goddamn, how you keep letting this teeth all the time? Dear God, give Envy the strength to pull out game to be stronger.
Give a prayer for Caesar.
Dear God, I pray that Caesar comes out with a new album.
What?
The Life and Times of Big Pun.
This guy.
No, Little Pun. I appreciate you, Caesar, because you reached out to me during the pandemic. I appreciate the weight loss you have. I appreciate you. I appreciate what you've done for the community, creating generational wealth.
That's it?
Pray for my family. Pray for all my friends. And on some real shit. I want this relationship to continue. Everybody in this room has come from somewhere, from nothing, and made itself something. The Breakfast Club is one of the biggest platforms in the world, and that's the only reason I'm up here. Dear God, I want to be able to laugh and smile with my friends. Life is too short. Amen.
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 All right. Donnell Rollins. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
All right. So who is the world's richest man? We all know Jeff Bezos, right? But who is battling him for that title?
Bezos is still up there? I thought he had to, you know, he had to give half to his wife or something.
$188.3 billion is what his fortune is worth.
I don't know who it is, but I'm going to guess that it's a white man.
Duh.
Nope.
Really?
No, it is.
Oh, I was going to say, really?
All right. Well, the other person that's battling in a tug of war for richest man in the world is French luxury tycoon Bernard Arnault. And he's the head of LVMH, Louis Vuitton, Moët Hennessy. Yes, they are neck and neck right now in that number one spot. And the two of them are followed by Elon Musk. Right now, he's worth about $151.4 billion following a recent drop in Tesla shares. And then Bill Gates, who's worth $126.3 billion. And then Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm. That's some rich people news. We're doing some more rich people news. Akon, his car was found after it was stolen while he was pumping gas in Atlanta. This theft occurred on Monday night. He said the tank was almost full when he noticed somebody pulling off while he was still pumping his gas. And please confirm what
Akon... So he was pumping the gas while he hopped in the car? He must have been on the phone. There's no way you can't see somebody jumping in your car.
What are you going to do, tackle him?
But he would see it.
It only takes a second, though. Except for someone to jump in the car, they have
you know what? Maybe if he was on the other side, maybe if the gas tank was on the passenger side and he was doing it, and they jumped in the driver's
side. I'm sure there's video of that somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Now, Akon's phone was still in the SUV, so he was able to track the phone to a street in Southwest Atlanta, but it was already gone when the police arrived, and then they tracked it to another area near Atlanta, and the vehicle was finally found, but they have not found the suspect or suspects who were involved. All right, another rich news. Kevin Durant, you can own a piece of his Nets debut jersey. Right now they're saying that jersey is worth $47,600, but there is an investment app called Otis, and you can purchase shares of that jersey for $10 a piece, and they're estimating that it's going to really increase somewhere between 150 to 400%. So
wait a minute. You could buy a part of the jersey?
Yeah.
But like, you don't own it. And then I guess whoever buys it.
If somebody sells it, yeah, and it's worth more and the value goes up and, you know, you own shares in that jersey.
This is getting ridiculous.
Why would actually I want not, own shares in a jersey?
It's like owning shares in a company.
Yeah,
if the value
increases.
Right now, there's a lot of people that are doing things where you can own shares in app and artwork and gems.
I guess you would have to see how much a share costs, right?
$10.
$10.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's worth, how much you say?
Right now it's worth about $47,000, but they expect that it will increase to
absolutely,
yeah, up Kevin, to 400% more.
Kevin will be around for a while longer in the league,
and it's the Nets' debut jersey, so for him. All right, now Marlon Wayans recently talked to Kevin Hart on Kevin Hart's Comedy Gold Mines, and during that conversation, he talked about the Weinstein brothers and how they strong armed them out of the Scary Movie property.
I remember when the Scary Movies, when you guys made a decision to not do it, you didn't want to go back. And, you know, it was a thing. And it's like, all right, well,
that's what they told y'all. Hey, listen, I ain't got to say shit. One of them is in jail right now.
Yeah.
What rape? They did it in their business.
Yeah.
They were evil as f. We didn't walk away from a franchise. They didn't want to make out deal and they snatched it. Weinstein's did really terrible, like rape and pillage villages type of business.
I feel like Marlon told us that when he was up here in one of our conversations years ago, but I would like to know more details of that so we can prevent stuff like that in the future. Like, how do we keep them from taking our intellectual property? Because I don't think that would happen to Marlon Wayans now because he know the business.
Right.
Correct.
All right. Now, Drake apparently asked Sean Kingston if he would sign him, right? Sean Kingston told this story on No Jumper. And listen to what he requested.
Drake hit Jazz up back in the day like, yo, I want to sign with Sean Kingston. And I'm just like, Drake. So I heard Replacement Girl, and I heard, I'm hearing all this early Drake. I'm like, this guy is a star. And then it came, they were like, oh, I think they said they wanted, like, he wanted like $200,000 and a Maybach and something like that. But I had just signed. Mm. You feel me? So I was like, damn, I don't know if I got $200,000 right now.
You know, I know we look at things like that and hear things like that and feel like, oh, man, that person missed out. But, you know, Drake is right where he was supposed to be. Who he was supposed to be with. He might not be Drake with Sean Kingston or anybody else.
I say that all the time, even with 50 Cent. If 50 didn't sign with Eminem and Dr. Dre in that perfect situation at that point, you never know where it would be.
And don't get me wrong, 50 made great music before. Power of the Dollar was a great project, but come on, that Get Rich or Die Trying was just different.
It was just different. Same thing with Drake. With Drake, with Wayne and Nicki and that whole clique, and it was just different.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Plus, you can't know what would have happened, right? It's all speculative. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Charlamagne!
Yes.
Ow.
What are you giving that donkey to?
I don't know why you're screaming my name,
yeah,
sir.
What was that?
We need two men from Florida, one named Peter Sala Jr., the other named Robert Lewis, to come to the front of the congregation. We like to have a word with them. Somebody out there right now, just cut somebody off and you curse, the person's cursing you out. This is for all you road rage folks, okay? We'll discuss.
All right, Charlamagne's giving his donkey to two men in Florida when we come back. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going. Because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future. Building off the hard work our parents have done before us, we all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Do you want to elevate your sleep? Right now, save up to $300 on top-rated brands like Sealy's and Sleepy's at Mattress Firm. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend $699 or more. Every night, save big, sleep better. Shop the semi-annual sale now.
Make sure you tell them to watch out for Florida, man. Florida, man.
The craziest people in America come from the Bronx and all of Florida. Yes, you are a donkey.
A Florida man attacked an ATM for a very strange reason. It gave him too much money. Florida man is arrested after deputies say he rigged the door to his home in an attempt to electrocute his pregnant wife. Police arrested an Orlando man for attacking a flamingo.
It's the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Donkey of the day. With Charlemagne the God. I don't know why y'all keep letting him get y'all like this.
Well, donkey of the day for Wednesday, May 26th, goes to two Florida men by the name of Peter Sala Jr. and Robert Lewis. Who is Peter Sala Jr. and Robert Lewis? Well, they are Florida men. Okay, do you need to know much more? Now, this story right here is for all you road ragers, all you ragers of the road, all you Mighty Morphin road ragers who like to fight people with your face and your words. See, I don't like road rage people. Okay, road rage is a waste of time. You're not about to play bumper cars. Okay, your car isn't an Autobot and the other car isn't a Decepticon. All right, this is not a game of rage of car force. So what's the point? Okay, my wife has road rage tendencies and I hate it. Because you really don't know what people are going through. You really don't know what kind of hurt and pain a person is dealing with that they can't wait to transfer to you, okay? You know how when people say be kind to everyone you meet because you never know what someone is going through? That applies to the highways as well, okay? Highways or dieways, the choice is yours. It doesn't just apply to drunk driving. It applies to road rage as well because you might be fighting someone with your face. You might be fighting someone with your words. You might be fighting someone with your horn. Just beep beeping. And that person might shoot at you. Oh, you think I'm being extreme when I say that? Well, look no further than Peter Sala Jr. and Robert Lewis. This is a classic example of how anger gets you in trouble, but ego keeps you in trouble. Let's go to WFLA NBC 8 for the report, please.
A Largo man is behind bars after police say he shot at a man during a road rage argument. Pinellas Park police officers say 34-year-old Robert Lewis was yelling at another driver on US 19 when that guy threw a banana at his car. Lewis allegedly responded by shooting at that driver. Officers tell 8 on Your Side the victim was not hit but was cut by shattered glass.
You know how they say some of y'all playing checkers but others playing chess? Well, in this situation, one of y'all was playing Mario Kart, the other was playing Grand Theft Auto. Okay, I really think Peter Sala Jr. thought that he could throw a banana peel on the road and cause Robert Lewis to spin out. The banana is the most common item in Mario Kart. Meanwhile, a pistol is the most common firearm in Grand Theft Auto. Y'all not playing the same game. And you can't say a person overreacted simply because you don't know that person. An overreaction to you is a regular day at the office for someone else. If you're not supposed to bring a knife to a gunfight, then why the hell would you bring a banana? Okay, you might throw a banana at a real gorilla. Next thing you know, you and that banana get ate. All right, listen, man, for all you Mighty Morphin road ragers, it's never that serious to be throwing stuff at others or shooting at other cars. All right, Dorothy Nettermeyer once said, life is 10% what you experience and 90% how you respond to it. Getting cut off in traffic, you won't remember it 60 seconds later if you put the right song on or if you're listening to the right podcast or audiobook or if you just continue the conversation you're probably having on your Bluetooth, okay? Just let it go like Queen Elsa in Frozen because you can never tell someone how to react. Now, thank God Peter Sala didn't get shot, but think how bad that could have been. Okay, they say don't bring a knife to a gunfight. Well, that applies to bananas too, okay? Bananas are the bullet you decide. All right, you want a war with choppers or Chiquitas? Well, you won't find yourself in those road rage situations if you simply stop to think, breathe a little, and ask yourself if it won't matter in 5 years. Do I really need to spend more than 5 minutes on this? Please give Peter Sala Jr. and Robert Lewis the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. Ooh-hoo. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
All right. In Florida, what the hell is the charge of shooting a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle? That's what they call bullets. Jeez. I'm looking at the news report. It says Lewis was arrested and charged with shooting a deadly missile into an occupied vehicle in criminal mischief. He's being held on $12,000 bond.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, ask ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call ye right now. Phone lines are open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Come on. Need relationship advice? Need personal advice? Just need real advice. Call up now for Ask Ye.
Keep it real.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now it's time for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. Hello, who's this?
It's Dave.
Hey, what's your question for you?
Yeah, so my wife has got this crazy spending habit, not spending, but shopping habits. Not so much the money, it's more of like, it's like we're replacing tables and dressers. And it's like, I know the bulk pickup guys by name now because of, you know, how often we're doing this. And every time I try to confront her and say, hey, you know, we're like kind of filling the house up too much. You know, it's, we're doing a lot every day. Replacing these things, she thinks it's like I'm attacking her. I'm trying to get at her about her money. And that's not the issue. Then it becomes an argument about money when really the root of the problem was like, you know, there's too many boxes in our living room right now. Like, we got to unload all this stuff, build all this stuff, and get rid of the old stuff.
She's like a hoarder, basically. And then she keeps on buying and accumulating things. And now.
Yeah, when we get rid of it, but it sits on the front lawn for 2 weeks till bulk pickup comes and gets it, you know?
Right.
And we don't hoard her, but like, it's a lot. You know, I work a job, she works a job, we got kids.
Mm-hmm. I think that, first of all, does she consult with you before she orders these things? Are these, like, discussions that y'all have and decide on together?
I mean, yeah, kind of, but not really. I mean, sometimes I come home and there's 6-7 boxes at the door.
Right. I think that...
Like big things like tables and dressers and stuff, she lets me know, so, you know, I gotta build it.
Right. It feels like it might be something where she's got some type of, like, OCD kind of, where she keeps on, like, ordering these things and replacing things. And it sounds like it could be stemming from somewhere else. Like, it might be more of an issue that she has to figure out what the root cause of it is.
You're on Pinterest too much.
Oh, where? You know, I'm always on Pinterest too, trying to design things for my house. So, I sympathize with her because I kind of used to be the same way. Like, always shopping, always looking for certain things. And people shop for different things. Like, sometimes it's clothes, but then furniture shopping is something that, you know, can be really addictive when you're always trying to change things and improve things and you find something that looks better. But what I think, might be a good thing to do is find out what the real reason is for why she's doing that, right? Because obviously she gets defensive when you bring it up to her because she doesn't feel like it's harming anyone.
Right. I mean, then it becomes like, well, it's not funny. You know, I can do what I want. And that's not the problem I have.
Dave, you're breaking up again, but I'll say this. I think the best approach is to let her know that you care about her. Right? I care about you. So I want to find out why you're doing these things. Like, everything we have right here, we need. I love all the things you bought. I love our home. So let's figure out how we can just, you know, settle in and enjoy what we have and not have to keep replacing things because I feel like there's a deeper issue. So you should find somebody professional for her to talk to so maybe she can open up. And there might be things that she doesn't realize that she's doing and that she's dealing with that she hasn't tapped into.
Amen. Perfect. All right. Well, I would definitely try that.
Yeah, it feels like some type of coping mechanism or something that she's doing. And I can't, obviously, I'm not a doctor, so I can't diagnose her. But it might be something that's really helpful for her. It might be some real breakthroughs that she didn't even know something was an issue. So it's not about you having an issue with things piling up in the house, although that is a result of it. But it's more, I want to see what's going on with you.
Gotcha. For sure.
And help and support you. So, you know, I think that's the best approach.
Okay, well, thank you, Miss G. I appreciate you taking the call.
All right, no problem. Take care.
All right.
All right, ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice or any type of advice, call Yee now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Here's some real advice with Angela Yee. It's Ask Yee.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hello, who's this?
Hey, who that? DJ Envy?
What's up, bro?
What's up, bro? What's good?
How's everything?
Hey, man, I can't call, man. I listen to y'all guys every day. I'm a truck driver from Philly.
Oh, that's what it is, brother.
Yeah, man. What's up? What's up, the guy, Charlamagne?
Peace, King. How you?
Hey, man. Everything's gravy, man. What's up, E?
What's up, Mark?
God damn. I listen to y'all guys every freaking day.
Well, what is your question?
Look, E, I've been knowing this chick for about 7 years. She's still married. They separated for like 8 years or nine. Now, we recently linked up about maybe a little bit over a year. Relationship. I've been chasing this girl for a long time, but I finally got her. But one thing I realized, I'm older. You know, I'm 54, she's 51. But I didn't realize it would bother me that she's still married. You know what I mean?
Okay, so legally she's still married.
Right.
And she's been separated for a year?
No, like eight, 9 years.
Oh, she's been separated for 8 or 9 years. Okay. Why hasn't she gotten divorced?
That's what I'm puzzled about. I don't know. Well, I ask her every time I bring it up, she don't really have no conversation for it. No answer, no reason to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. And where is this guy? Are they still in communication?
Yeah, they have one son together. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, he's about to graduate high school next month, you know. But he's in a fully committed relationship as far as I know.
Right.
I don't know. I never met, all the time I knew her, I never even met her.
Okay. So you think it's a financial reason, or she's just being lazy, or it's just too much trouble? Like, why doesn't she want to get divorced? She's just not answering you?
She's just not really giving me no answer. Like, she's a cop. She's a Philadelphia cop. He got a good job too as well. And I don't know, like you said, it might be a financial thing, a lot of work, half and half. I don't know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But my thing is that time not going backwards for me. And I don't want to keep wasting time, you know what I mean?
Right. And that's when you have to have a real conversation and really set some ultimatums, because I guess in your head at some point you want to marry her.
Well, this is what happened, E. The other day, last week, I just came to a point in my life, you know, that, like, I just told her she need to handle business. I love her to death. I care about this woman.
Right.
But I just don't see nothing happening until she takes care of business.
Yeah, and you have to be really honest about that, right? Because that's not fair to you. You're not comfortable dating this woman who's married. How can you even think about taking it to the next level knowing that legally you can't be with her? You can't even propose.
Right. And then I said to her, she's like, well, you knew that. I said, but I didn't realize it would bother me because I'm older. If I was some young boy, I mean, I'm still young, but if I was like in my 30s, I'm just having fun, got me a cougar, you know, I'm knocking her head off. But I'm 54, like, you know what I mean? I'd be 55 this year, and time ain't going back. I just want to enjoy life, and I don't want to
waste no more time. And you don't even know what her rationale is. Like, she hasn't even explained to you why she, you know, I could understand not being comfortable no matter what your age is, dating somebody who's married legally, because you don't know the full situation. And if she can't even communicate that to you, that's not a good sign either.
Right, she not let me know nothing, like not even a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. She not let me know what's been done, or I'm going to see my lawyer. And me and this girl are supposed to be like real good, like real tight. But she ain't let me know nothing. So I kind of just ended it last week. Mm-hmm. And I still love her. I try to stay away from the situation. I kind of wanted to fade away from it.
Well, but it's on her now. You said how you felt. Now it's up to her to make the next move. If she wants to be with you and she loves you, she knows what she's got to do.
Yeah, man. I just wanted to call you and get your input on it, man, because like I said, I knew her for some time. She's real, very beautiful woman, got it going on, got shit together. You know what I mean? But she just don't got that part together.
Right. The ball is in her court. She's got to make some moves.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
DJ Envy.
Yes, sir.
Atlantic City Car Show, baby.
That's right. All right, August 15th. You bringing a car, or you just bringing a family?
I I'm probably bringing my son with me, man, because I've been trying to get to the one to Atlanta for the past couple of years, man, but I'm coming into Atlanta, man. I'm into Atlantic City.
That's right. August 14th. I'll see you there, man. Get your tickets early. Man.
And there'll be some single women who aren't married there available.
I'm sure.
you know I'm on their top.
Bye.
All right, y'all have a good one.
Ask E, 800-585-1051. We got rumors on the way?
Yes, let's talk about J. Cole and basketball. There's some criticism from some fellow league athletes, and we'll tell you what they are.
All right, we'll get into it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Yes, so we love seeing J. Cole playing professional sports. As you know, he's playing in the Bal League and in Africa. And they have video of him giving all his teammates and coaches and everybody some new gear, some new outfits. But there is one fellow league athlete, Terrell Stoglin, who does not like the fact that J. Cole is playing in the league. He says it's disrespectful. Here's what he said.
The negative part of it is I think he took someone's job that deserves it. You know what I mean? So I know a lot of guys who COVID stopped their career and they're still home working out and training for an opportunity like this. And for a guy who has so much money and has another career to just come here and average like 1 point a game and still get glorified, I feel like it's very disrespectful to the game and it's disrespectful to the ones who sacrificed their whole life for this. The positive side of it, it brings a lot of attention and I guess money, you know, but I don't really pay attention to that type of stuff.
Well, he's entitled to his opinion. Yeah, you know, if it was me, I would focus my energy on being the best player in the Basketball Africa League. And when he plays Cole's team, smoke him. Because to his point and everybody else's point, Cole is bringing eyes to that league that otherwise may not bring attention. So I would think the more eyes on the league, the faster you might get to the NBA, right?
But I understand what he's saying, though.
That's what Rick Ross said when he responded to that ESPN interview.
First and foremost, should no black man dreams be censored nor limited? And coming from a brother, I think you would understand what building these type of relationships would do for the business, for the eyes on the industry. You know what I'm saying? If your father owned the team and he had to decide between you and Cole, I believe he would find it honorable if you stepped down and let J. Cole bring what he bring into the industry. And more importantly, brother, you should be there to support the brother. If he made 1 point on the first game, by the time he get to the you should make sure he's making six a game.
Now, if my daddy wants me to step down for Cole, I'm going to feel away. Okay, you got to figure out.
That was a terrible comparison.
Yeah, you got to figure out another roster spot,
yeah,
daddy.
Yeah, but it is business. But like you said, if I'm playing against Cole and I think I'm that better than Cole, I'm
going to
bust his ass every time we play. Because I know the lights are going to be on me. I know the camera's going to be on me.
Also, Terrell, what's the brother's name? Terrell?
Stoglin?
Terrell Stoglin would know better than me. But do any of us know what Cole's process was to get in that league? How do we know he didn't try out and go through the same process as everybody else? I thought he made the team.
I thought he made the team, too. Not even playing 14, 15 minutes a game, so.
All right, speaking of busting ass, let's talk about Chad Johnson. In 2 weeks, on June 6th, he's going to be fighting Brian Maxwell. They have confirmed who is going to be fighting before Floyd Mayweather versus Logan Paul, that event. And who is Brian Maxwell? He's a 33-year-old MMA fighter. And he turned professional in 2016. He has 4 fights on his pro fight record, out of which he has won 2 and lost 2.
Well, I was told Ocho Cinco can actually box. Like, he actually boxes.
I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's what I was told. I mean, okay, I think this is his first fight.
Are you going to watch this fight now? Because I know you said previously you wouldn't order it.
I don't think so.
Ocho Cinco?
No,
well, because it's before the Floyd Mayweather fight. Are you going to order that?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to watch the Floyd fight.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I'm leaning towards ordering the Floyd Mayweather.
Wow. You were so against it before.
I mean, it's Floyd Mayweather. You know what I'm saying?
That's what I said. And you were like, so it's
because I don't like
real...
who he's fighting, but it's Floyd. You know what I'm saying? But also because Wax really thinks Logan Paul is going to beat Floyd Mayweather, which I just think is ridiculous. I just think that's just foolish to even think.
Well, Wax is brilliant.
So it's a part of me that...
Wax is kind of brilliant. Yeah.
But I don't have to order it to see it, but we'll see. I don't know yet.
All right, and Guy Fieri has reportedly gotten an $80 million Food Network deal. He's one of cable's best paid hosts. You know, he does the diners, drive-ins, and dives, and he hosts that. And that's a $50 million bump from his contract before this. So now he's the highest paid chef on cable TV. He'll be there at least through 2024. And he has also become the Discovery Network's top paid host, bringing in over $230 million in ad revenue to the Food Network last year.
God bless. I hope he stays healthy. and alive.
Some of that food, I'd be like, exactly. I can't do it. I'm sorry. I couldn't do a food show where I had to eat some of those things.
I'm telling you.
I'm the pickiest eater. People would be like, oh, do you want it? Nope, I can't do it because I already barely eat. I don't eat seafood. I don't eat red meat.
I don't eat seafood.
You know, you
I
just
barely eat chicken.
Just, what do you do with your life? Just be a vegan.
Vegetables.
Ugh. Okay.
I like seafood. But I can't be a vegan. I like cheese.
What about vegan cheese? Have you tried it?
I don't like the vegan cheese.
Yeah. I do want to know what guy does to stay healthy, though. Does he get, like, colonics? Does he work out when we don't know when he's not on TV? Because he do be wild.
He don't eat the whole thing,
yeah,
though.
He just eats a sampling of it.
Yeah, it's like a bite of, like, whatever it is.
He doesn't eat the whole thing?
You don't put the whole thing
in his mouth trauma? We're having a nice conversation. Y'all gotta go
what? I asked you a question.
Shut up, man. You know what you're doing.
No, I don't.
What do you mean?
This guy is crazy.
All right, and SZA has called out a publication. We don't know what publication it is for not allowing her to use a black photographer. She said, I requested a black photographer for a cover, and the magazine told me no. LOL, it's 2021 and almost Juneteenth. Respectfully, I can't do it.
Damn.
Yes.
And I didn't tell her no. So.
She wouldn't say who the magazine is, and she said, it's not my vibe, but there's too many elite black creators right now to not allow it. Shout out to Rolling Stone, Cosmopolitan, and Wonderland Magazine for using black photographers in our recent covers.
Yeah, I would love to know why they said no. What's their reasoning? Do they have an in-house photographer that they use or somebody else they already paid? I don't know.
Like, how can you say no to that, right?
Exactly. Especially if you want SZA on the cover. That means she got an album coming or something, too, by the way.
Mm-hmm. They've been said that. She's been working on music. That's
okay.
Yeah, not a question. And I want to shout out to my guy, GZA. He actually yesterday had an opportunity to sit and play chess with the writer, director, and co-creator of The Queen's Gambit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he played a few games of chess, so he was really excited about that. I think it's for a show, I'm not sure how he did, but he's a really great chess player, but you know, the creator of Queen's Gambit, who's also amazing chess player, who knows? I hope he won at least one game.
Dropping a clues bomb for the GZA. Legend.
The GZA taught me how to play chess and beat me every single time. All right, well, that is your rumor report.
All right, shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, let's get to the mix. And we're going to start the mix off with some Lauryn Hill. Today is her birthday, all right? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Hey, it's Angela Yee. By using brands like Dove and Hellmann's, you're supporting Unilever and the everyday good they do. Like donating more than $25 million worth of everyday products and services to groups like Feeding America this year. Visit UnileverDoesGood.com to support communities impacted by the pandemic.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Salute to our guy, Donnell Rollins, man.
Shout out to Donnell Rollins.
And he at Caroline starting when?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Thursday to Sunday?
I'm going on Thursday to go see my guy.
Yeah, I'm
going
to try to go Thursday as well.
So we off Monday then?
Yeah, yes. It's just Memorial Day.
Okay.
We on Tuesday too, right?
We are?
I don't know. I was just saying that.
Don't make things up.
I was just saying that.
And salute to Queen Tamika Mallory, man. State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Build. It's the first book off my book imprint, Black Privilege Publishing. It's available everywhere you order books now. She actually has a book signing today. Where is it at? Yes, you can go to TamikaDMallory.com to order tickets. She's doing a virtual tour today with Amanda Seals and Kendrick Sampson and Alicia Keys, actually. Okay, so yeah, it's tonight at 7 p.m. So go to TamikaDMallory.com and you can order tickets for her virtual book tour for State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built. Available everywhere you buy books now.
And shout out to all the small business owners out there. Yesterday, I was with New York City's Small Business Services and we did this whole corridor walk. We went to a bunch of different small businesses because we have this whole competition going on for the next 30 days here to make sure that you shop local. So I just want to shout out everybody who's shopping local in their communities. But make sure everybody out there, no matter what city you live in, use the small business services because they have a lot of money that they're giving away. They have a lot of resources, a lot of certifications that you can get. And all that stuff is free. You pay for it in your taxes. So if you are starting a small business or you have one, make sure you utilize the small business services. Shout out to our commissioner, Commissioner Doris from the Small Business Services.
All right. Well, when we come back, we got the positive notice, The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club.
Yes, and tomorrow's a big day for iHeartRadio. The Music Awards are actually going to be on tomorrow. You can watch the iHeartRadio Music Awards on demand, Fox Now, and Hulu, and of course on iHeartRadio stations across America. You can hear it as well. It's also available to watch on demand for customers on AT&T TV, Cox, DirecTV, Dish Spectrum, Sling TV, Verizon, Fios, Xfinity, YouTube TV, and many more. And you can stream episodes, like I said, on Fox Now and Hulu. There's going to be a lot of activities, and it's the first time ever that we're going to be live together at the iHeartRadio Music Awards in front of a full audience on their feet, singing along with every single word. You get to hear Ariana Grande and The Weeknd singing Save Your Tears. That's the first time they've ever done that live together. So that's pretty exciting in front of a studio, in front of a real audience. Also, Usher, as you know, he has an incredible club, Ush Nightclub, that was built into the side of the stage, and he'll be there hosting and also playing with other artists.
Man, Usher sounds so good on the new DMX album, on that song, Letter to My Son. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yes, so.
I'm telling you, DMX album special.
It That's is. Right. It is a really amazing album.
It's special.
Comes out this Friday.
Mm-hmm. It's special. That's all I'm going to say.
All right. When we come back. Oh, no, we got a positive note now. Give us a positive note, Charlamagne.
The positive note is simply this, man. The truth is still the truth, even if no one believes it. A lie is still a lie, even if everyone believes it.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.